Welcome to our new podcast, Hot and Bothered, with me, Rhian Sugden.
And me, Sarah Jane Dunn.
This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex and taboos, and we will give you a little bit of an insight into our lives as OnlyFans creators.
So last week we went in on sex toys, but in this episode we're going to go in on sex because we had so much to cover. And of course, not forgetting to chat about what's getting us hot and bothered, as well as sharing some of your saucy secrets this week because they are wild. We asked you, one of the questions was the raciest places that you've had sex.
And oh my God, some of the places.
You guys.
You lot.
Let's get started with our hot and bothered. I'll go first. My hot this week is that I shot a video of me doing a cake smash for OnlyFans.
What?
So you know where you like smash up a cake, like, and I basically had a mini birthday party for myself on the platform because I've been on the
and
platform.
Who went?
Just me.
Just me
and the videographer, yeah. It was great. I've found an amazing videographer called Georgia and she's fab, and I've started using her now for a lot of my shoots, and I'll get her on board next time we shoot together because she's brill. And I just thought, you know what, I want to do something fun and a little bit different. And it was an excuse to buy a big cake. I ended up buying two because the first one I bought, I wasn't happy with.
Oh, I saw on your Instagram, actually, yeah. You eating cake and being like, waste not, want not.
Okay, I got a nice bottle of champagne. I got some party hats and some balloons, which Dan was thrilled with after I'd finished. And then a big tub of cream, which got messy, but fun. Yeah.
How fun.
It was fun.
And what's got you bothered?
What's got me bothered? Oh, this is quite a heavy one and I don't want to go into it too much, but obviously at the moment there's the everything in America with abortion rights for women.
Oh,
so I don't want to go in on it too much, but I just want to sort of reiterate what most women, well, all women in the world will be saying, is that it's our bodies, our choice, and it's absolutely ludicrous that it's somebody else's is getting to choose what is legal, and
it's so old fashioned. I can't
even
believe it's still having to be spoke about, to be honest.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous.
Anyway, you're hot.
My hot and bothered this week. So my hot is, I've actually, mine's OnlyFans related as well. I've done another shoot with the fabulous James Rutland.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
And he's my favourite.
He's
we got
very
some good.
We did
James,
get some
we?
Amazing pictures, yeah.
And I'm keyed in with him to shoot my calendar soon as well. We're hoping to do it abroad, so that's got me hot. I'm excited about that.
Oh yay, sunshine.
So that'll be
trips
fun
abroad.
And what's got me bothered, I had my first personal training session this week.
Oh yes, you did message me after.
Oh,
this
oh my god,
I thought
you know,
you were
what?
Broken.
I wish I could go to the gym and love it. Like, you love going to the gym, don't you?
I love,
or at least you feel good after.
I
the gym.
I feel amazing after it. Yeah,
I feel like shit all the time. When I go to the gym, I feel like I'm going to die. When I come out of the gym, I feel like I've died.
It does get easier though.
And then like for 2-3 days after, I couldn't walk downstairs.
Yeah, it gets easier. I think you've just got to persist and be consistent, and you'll then start to love it.
Well, I've booked in again next week. I'm having this week off. She's like, what? And I actually said to her, she's a lovely girl. She's called Alex. I said to her, can we just do half an hour sessions? Because honestly, an hour is just too much for me. So we've compromised at 40 minutes.
45 minutes.
40 minutes we've compromised.
And then I think you'll reap the benefits and feel amazing.
I just want to be fit. I just want to run and feel like my lungs aren't going to burn and fall out of my ears. Or just I just want to. Yeah, so that's got me pretty bothered this week.
I can tell.
Yeah. So, sex.
Sex. Let's talk about it.
It's a big seller,
baby.
Is sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember learning about sex at school?
And see, learning about sex is a very sort of vague term, isn't it? Because I don't feel like we learn about sex. I think we just learn about not getting pregnant and how to put
STIs.
A condom on a cucumber.
That's the only thing that I remember is it wasn't a cucumber. It was like a wooden thing on the science teacher's desk. And she called us up one by one, girls, and asked us to put a condom
on
it. I feel like we didn't really get a demonstration. We didn't get the how-to of how to have sex and everything. It was like, don't have sex, you'll get an STI, you'll get pregnant.
Yeah.
Too young, don't do it.
Just
but if you do
do it,
put this on.
And that was sort of it. It was sort of like, I feel like, I remember vividly, we had to all take it in turns as a group or form to go into a room and watch an educational video and then ask any questions or sort of, nobody did because nobody wanted to. I don't remember properly, but I think it was sort of, oh, don't do this, and you know, it wasn't, it obviously wasn't memorable, but it was more that we were all a little bit embarrassed. It was sort of like everyone was like, oh, we're watching the sex tape today. And there was nothing that we were taught that was about, you know, sex being pleasurable or, you know, sex being an important part of a relationship, yeah, or consensual sex,
yeah,
or, you know, anything like that. That I think that there's a million things that are important, and they just touch basically on the ticking the boxes of don't have sex, get an STI.
Now,
that'd be an interesting one to find out, actually. I shall speak to, I've got nieces and nephews that have,
yeah, I wonder if they got taught, because it was really crap when we were at school, the sex education. Like you said, it was just ticking boxes, because it was, sex was made out to be like a bad thing at school.
Yes.
Like, don't do it.
I think if anything, it made you feel more uncomfortable about sex or about asking questions. It, you know, the question that you should ask about sex or should be able to go to a friend or, if, well, I don't know, anyone, family, and be able to openly ask those questions. And actually, it made it more of a taboo and more of a don't talk about it.
They made it much more taboo, yeah. I didn't actually lose my virginity until I was 18.
Did you not?
No.
That's quite old, isn't it?
Probably because I was scarred from the sex education classes that I was given.
Probably.
How old were you?
I was 15. And I regret that. Yeah. And I think, again, maybe if I'd been better educated about it.
Yeah. Was you in a long-term relationship?
No.
Oh, wow.
I think there was also a lot of pressure, I think. I don't know how you felt at school, but I felt a lot of sort of pressure to lose your virginity, to, you know, not be
frigid
or not be a virgin.
Yeah, I was already a nerd at school. I was like at chess club, homework club. So I didn't feel the pressure too much because I don't think my friends had sex by that point either.
Right.
But I was in, I say a long term, it's funny now when you speak back, but I was with a guy from when I was like 16. And he'd had sex before. I lost my virginity to him, yeah.
That's quite nice.
But we'd been together for like 2 years before we had sex. And I remember having sex for the first time and being really scared to do it. And it was the most unsexy moment ever. I don't even think I took my pants off.
No.
I think it was just a case of
quick. Quick. Terrified.
And then straight on the phone to my friend after and be like, I'm not a virgin anymore.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people that, when you were at school, that were like, oh yeah, I've had sex, or yeah, I've slept with this person, or yeah, we shagged, or yeah, we did stuff, was probably a load of bullshit anyway,
because people
were just trying to fit in and not be the odd one out. And I think, again, with more education, that stigma and that sort of labelling could be removed and should be removed, because it's not fair.
I remember the popular girls at school, they'd all had sex, probably like same age as you, like 15.
Why did that make them popular?
I don't know whether that made them popular. I think it was just because they were popular.
Because they were the popular girls.
They had all the boyfriends. I didn't really have... Well, I had a few boyfriends at school, but it was more like, can you ask him to go with me at the gates?
Yeah,
and then you'd
me.
Just walk over to each other, kiss, and then like, bye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Yeah. We occasionally look at each other in the corridor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a survey and asked people what age they lost their virginity. And 64% of people were aged 16 to 25.
Oh, so I'm in the majority then.
Yeah, and 31% of people were under 16, and the rest of people were still virgins.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I waited, to be honest.
Yeah, I wish
like
I'd waited.
Right.
And it feels like you did it the right way. I mean, I guess there's no right or wrong way for anyone.
I think I was
just
scared, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was scared of, all things like that.
And again, do you think that's because of lack of education around it?
I don't know what it was. I mean, we used to play spin the bottle and have a grope every now and again, but that was the extent of... But I mean, then when I lost my virginity, I went a bit wild, but we won't go into that.
Is that another episode?
That's a whole other conversation.
Do you remember the names that people used to call things? So there was like, you know, you shagging.
Yeah, well, I actually asked this question.
Did you? What responses did you get?
Some funny ones. Some people were like, hop on, or shagging, nookie rookie.
Yeah.
Bonking. My sister calls it bonking, which I think is really
old-fashioned.
Bonking
is so old-fashioned.
What else was there?
It's like first base, second base.
Yeah, all that.
Fingering got used to get caught.
I'm actually
going to have... Kit-catting at my school.
Kit-catting?
because it was like two fingers or four fingers. Kit Kat.
No, I mean, God.
I know, it's horrendous,
let
isn't
me,
it?
I'm just sorry. This is, I'm going to go on because there were so many. It's actually hard. Here we go.
To remember them.
Sexy Time, Dance with No Pants, Rumpy Pumpy, Bum Fun. I mean, that's a different kind of sex.
That's a different kind of sex.
Throw a Length In.
Like, oh.
Hey, can I throw a length in? Planting the Parsnip.
Amazing.
A Bit of McLoving, Take a Break, Afternoon Delight.
Yeah,
that's what,
ooh,
I say, Afternoon Delight. Fancy a bit of
Afternoon Delight.
Bumping Uglies.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Get Your Leg Over, Knocking the Boots, Jiggy Jiggy, Smash and Grab. I mean, honestly, some of the
hole-in-one. Some of my favourites that I got were Feeding the Hedgehog.
Feeding the Hedgehog.
And then my very favourite, which I'm going to start using with my husband, is Doing the Big Shop. I'm going to say, do you want to do the big shop, babe? Do you want to do the big shop?
That's funny.
I know.
What do you call it?
I don't know. Sex? I don't know. We don't really call it anything.
So do you not like, say, do you fancy some?
For a little.
A little bit, then a head tilt.
A little bit of a. Yeah. I don't think we even.
A little bit of
we don't even go, oh, do you want to do this? It's just sort of like, right, okay, we've got the time, quick.
Do you? Oh, yes. Yeah. We're like, a bit of Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight. It's a good nookie. One. Fancy a bit, I think.
Yeah. Sexing to Hide the Sausage is a good one.
Oh,
that makes
Hiding the
laugh.
Sausage, yeah.
There was something about...
Visit in the Fairy Garden.
Fish Pie and Sausage. That's disgusting.
No. Gross.
Yeah.
You mentioned something a while ago about having to review a sex tape or something.
Oh, yes. Not a sex tape. It's called a Lover's Guide. And it's like... been out like 30 years now, but basically it was couples that let film crews into their house and watch them have sex, like from
film
a
film and have sex
film and watch but like from point of view angles to like close up, and it was a guy talking about how he
did stuff,
caresses his lady and what the best way to do it, and it was basically to educate people how to become a better lover. But there's a lot of like bush and old-fashioned armpit hair, and
but what was that for? What was the target market?
I'm guessing just to educate
for someone that
it
was
just quite
wants
big,
to,
yeah,
to was know about sex.
About sex, if you wanted to know more, I'm guessing you kind of watched it on your own, not as a couple. But there's some really cheesy moments where he like she's in the bath and then he jumps in the bath with her. It's like steamy Big Brother, but they're talking about like how they do it, what they're. Woman wants. It's very old fashioned, but I tell you what, it opened my eyes. I don't think I learned anything new from it.
No,
but
I think I'd feel very uncomfortable feeling like I was
80s
in
porn.
The room with them, well, and they're talking you through exactly what they're doing.
Imagine
it's like paint by
like
numbers.
The film crew.
As now, what I'm going to do is
Well, I think they're relaunching it. I'm sure I read somewhere that they're relaunching it, possibly in 3D.
The original video,
the original,
they're redoing
the
it.
The Lover's Guide.
I wonder if those people, how old those people are now and whether they regret doing that video. And
can you imagine?
Let's find them.
But
interview them.
I wonder if, I mean, it might be a bit too, but maybe they could show it in like colleges and stuff. Because it wasn't CD. It wasn't like full on, well, I mean, obviously it was porn because you did see peen in Vagine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like filth.
It wasn't like hardcore porn.
It was educational. It was supposed to be educational.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we'll look forward to the 3D version of that coming out.
Yes, we will, I think. Yeah. Snogging a Tangerine.
Oh, God.
Tell us more.
I don't know why I say these things.
Well, you've said it now, so it's too late.
This is not really to do with sex, but I remember at school being known as the girl that snogged a tangerine, and I feel like it's haunted me. I can't eat tangerines the same anymore. But, like, when you get dares and stuff, and someone was like, oh, my God, a daring to snog a tangerine. And there was me, like... tongue in a tangerine for a few seconds.
And then that's stuck with you. Next minute,
all around school, oh my God, there's that girl. She got up with a tangerine.
It's another thing about school. You can't drop things like that, can you?
Like,
kids are mean.
Yeah.
Kids are mean.
But, I mean, girls, maybe guys as well, practice kissing on things when they were younger.
Oh, yeah. I used to snog my Mark Owen poster. And to the point where his face had faded completely.
I was just going to tell you the same thing. I had a Hanson poster and I was obsessed with Zach Hanson, who, when you look back, seemed quite young, but I was actually the same age as him.
Right.
But it's weird when you think back.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So I used to kiss his poster so much that the mouth vanished.
Yeah, same with
Mark. Straight through
the wall. Yeah, it was absolutely gone. It's so, just weird, isn't it, now thinking about standing snug in a wall, essentially.
Like shutting your bedroom door so your mum and dad don't come upstairs and just having a little smooch with Zach Hansen. God, were the days.
Those were the days, eh? Young and innocent.
What about Mile High Club? Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No, I'm not, actually. Because actually, I think I've had a fumble, but not done like full-on sexual activities.
Love
because
you.
It's, one, I don't like flying, so I don't feel sexy when I'm in a plane. I feel petrified that I'm going to die. And two, the logistics of going into the toilet just for a wee is bad enough.
Oh,
so going
the
in there and
on
then,
a plane.
Oh, they're vile. And yeah, so that's not, it's not for me. It doesn't equal sexy time for me.
It's like a lot of people achieve to be in that club, don't they?
You want to be part of it, yeah.
I don't think I want to be a part. I'm all right not being in that, actually.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, the toilets are just grubville. I can't imagine stripping off and getting sexy in there.
No. And then setting off light alarms and things. Yeah.
We also asked people weird places that they've had sex, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you know what was the most common one on my page? And I think it was on your page. Cemetery graveyard. And someone contacted me to say that they had sex at a funeral, and I thought, like, there were so many, and someone had sex in a coffin, lost their virginity in a coffin, and it turned out that his family owned like a funeral parlor, so that was just a place.
So they just got in a coffin.
Someone had sex in a mortuary.
But it was made clear
that it was with a live person, not with a dead one.
Oh, well, that makes it okay,
so
then.
It makes it slightly better. But I Googled why so many people have... Like, it was bizarre. I mean, a quarter of them were probably in cemeteries.
Yeah, same.
Mine.
And most of my answers were that.
And
is there any... It's like...
Well, I Googled why there's... Again, fact check Google. That when you're sad, your body craves endorphins and... Obviously, sex is the quick fix. So I don't know whether it's something along that lines where you just think, oh, really sad, let's...
Or is it that this is a place where we're not supposed to do this? So again,
but there's a place not supposed to do it. And there's a place actually wanting to do it. All those dead bodies lying around you.
It's not... No,
I honestly, I'm shooketh at how many people have shagged in a graveyard. You dirty people.
We've got loads more stories about where people have had sex because lots of you have messaged in, but we'll save those for a bit later in the episode because there's too many. But do you want to play a little game, Rian?
Are we playing Guess the Position?
Shall we?
So for those who are listening, there's so many random names for sex positions. And I don't know who comes up with these names.
I don't.
And we genuinely haven't looked at these positions. We've just... Guess the positions.
We're going to guess them.
And then we're going to get them opened up in a screen in front of us and we're going to
see if we were right.
Yeah.
So, sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. So, I mean...
To me, the first thing that came to my head is sort of like, almost like doggy position. Because
it's
that sort of hammering.
When I think of a sledgehammer, I'm like going over the top. Banging something.
Okay, so
Kadoosh.
I'm saying it's some sort of position from behind. That's my guess.
And there's some hammering action
going
on.
And there's definitely some hammering action.
Right,
are you guessing above then?
I'm guessing from above, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
It's a sledge.
Oh, it's like a sledge.
And then you're hammering. Well, play on words.
Play on words.
So... The only way to describe this is there's a guy sat down with his legs out and the girl is basically straddling
it
him.
It is like doggy, but he's got his legs underneath her like he's sat on the floor.
Yeah, so basically she's doing all the work. In this.
Yeah, classic. Okay, next one, butter churner.
Butter churner, I've heard of this
Have
one.
You?
What is that?
I feel like there's some like rotating.
There's got
like,
to be some kind of
action going on. There's definitely a bit of gyrating going on with this one.
I mean, again, I'm going from above.
Yeah.
Above and behind.
Yeah,
And then like a little hip rotation of...
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's go with that.
Oh my God.
Is this the one that they did in Sex and the City? Very similar. Do you remember when Samantha was having sex in one of the episodes?
Maybe that's where I've heard it.
And it was quite explicit. It looks like it's going to... be quite painful on the old internal.
How do you even describe what is going on there? So he's like in a half squat position.
Above her. And she's on her back, but with her legs next to her head.
They're basically bumhole to bumhole.
Yes, exactly what they are.
That is exactly what
Why
they are.
Why that's called the butter churner, I don't know. Unless he's like wiggling it around on top like that.
Woo-woo.
No, it's not for me, that one. It's like I'm going to get cramp. Pretzel dip.
I'm guessing there's like legs crossed.
Yeah, I think she's got her legs crossed for this.
Or, in fact, has she got her legs over his shoulders?
Or legs crossed in front of him and he's doing it.
There's going to be some windy legs going
on. Yeah, there's some windy legs going on here.
Oh, it's, again, not what I thought.
It's a good one, that one, though. I like that one.
Yeah, that's
so she's
nice,
sort of on her side and he's straddling with one leg over his hip and the other leg between his legs.
Yeah.
Is that a good description?
I mean, kind of.
It's really hard to describe
these. She's like
these.
Casually on her side and he...
She's like, she could be scrolling Instagram if she wanted to. You know, she's just having a nice little chill
he's
there.
He's doing the work here. Last one.
Oh no, we've got two more. Snow angel. Splayed? It's got to be splayed.
It's got to be like tied
arms
up.
Arms out, legs out.
Arms out.
Or maybe it's tied up. Snow angel.
Oh God.
Or maybe...
What is that?
That's not. How does that even work in?
No.
Where does it go? Like, okay, so she's lying on her back with her legs up and he is lying...
So she's eye level with his groin bum hole.
To groin with him. And so I don't know where his penis is
gone. I mean,
gone.
It must be bent backwards.
That's not comfortable for him, is it?
I didn't even know.
I don't know that. I don't believe that that's a real position.
No, someone's just drawn that for fun.
Yeah. Last one.
Hill.
Just like up.
This sounds like
hill.
Another joke position to me.
Hill. I mean, this could be anything. Sort of.
Are they over a hill?
Is she lying over something?
No! What is that? It's ridiculous. How?
Okay.
Wait.
So she's stood up and he's basically doing a headstand.
Yeah, but she's got her back to him, so where?
Oh my God.
No.
That's not real. That can't be real. If anyone's done the hill, will you let us know?
That is ridiculous.
Make sure you've not injured yourself
in
the process.
Someone's on it. And the thing is, it's got 3 stars underneath it.
People have rated it. Wow. I love the ratings.
How does that even come up in conversation? Excuse me, can we just try this? You just go upside down.
How do you get yourself into that position?
Walk yourself to the wall.
Maybe
and
that's
then
for
plug
like,
yourself in, please, and let's see how we go from
maybe
there.
Maybe it's for like extreme yogis. Very flexible, good at headstands.
No, that's a joke.
Yeah, that's got to be a joke. Fun though.
So, another topic that not a lot of people like talking about is period sex.
Yes. I had a few girls message me about this, sort of saying, is it okay to have sex on your period? Is it acceptable?
I think it's whatever you're into. I mean, it's not something that I've ever... dabbled in.
I think this is one of those, isn't it? Sex is completely natural. Obviously, having a period is a completely natural part of being a woman. And if you happen to feel horny when you're on your period, you're fine with it, and your partner's fine with it, then why should it be an issue?
Stick a towel down, I guess. But there is a reason why a lot of girls get horny on the period, and it's because the increased blood flow to the genitalia heightens. You apparently have a better orgasm when you're on your period as well.
Really.
And I'm guessing it's a bit wetter down there. I mean, everything's better down where it's wetter.
Exactly.
So who knows?
And, you know, it's just going to get a bit messy, but sex is messy anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, just get some towels down.
I think as long as you and your partner are happy with it, and maybe it's a case of, you know, telling your partner that it's that time of the month or vice versa, then it's
maybe
it's
avoid oral sex at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be
too messy.
Yeah.
But it's each their own, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, again, it's something that we shouldn't be ashamed of, or it shouldn't be a taboo subject.
No, definitely not.
How often do...
I mean, I personally think that single people probably have more sex than married people.
That's interesting. So I asked how often people have sex, and I thought that would be the answer. And it sort of... was to a certain extent, but then there were quite a lot of single people that were like, I'm not having sex at all. I'm single. I'm not in a relationship. I've not had sex for 6 months. So I guess unless they're not in a relationship and going out and having casual sex, those people weren't having less sex than people in relationships. Even people in relationships that were, you know, maybe only having sex once a month or once every couple of months were still getting getting more action.
I mean, how often, I wonder, what's like normal? Did you do a little...
I sort of did a survey, and again, it came out as there were some married people that were like, I don't have sex very much, been married, you know, 10 years, we've got children. It's more about finding the time or not being able to be spontaneous. Yeah. And that is what happens when you've got kids, because you can't just suddenly go, oh, I fancy a bit now. Yeah. Life gets in the way and you've got other priorities, obviously. But then some people that are like, I've been with my partner 20 years. We still have sex 3 to 4 times a week. One lady was just like, my husband's gorgeous and I love him and we have sex loads. And so I actually really liked reading those stories. So I thought that's sort of reinstates.
It's better fame. When you're on holiday. I find that my sex life gets much more active in a hotter climate.
Yeah, and also I think that's probably because you're not stressing about day-to-day life things. You're away from home. You can switch off. You naturally relax. I think you sort of feel sexy when you're on holiday, don't you? Because you get a tan and you have a little glass of wine. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But it was really mixed, actually. It wasn't what I thought it would be. You know, I think my instant thing was that people would go, oh, well, I'm married or I've got children, so I don't have sex very much. But it was very, very sort of split.
Was it? That's interesting.
Yeah.
And what about, does size matter?
Again, I don't think it's the sizes. I think it's what you do with it.
It's the motion in the ocean.
It is. It's how capable you are with your instrument.
Yeah. I don't have personal experience with smaller penises. Mm-hmm. Not that I have lots of experience in large penises, but I just thought I better make it clear. But I know a few girlfriends that have, and they have said that the guy has made up for it in other ways.
Okay.
So if you're paranoid about the size of your sausage, just get better with the hands and the mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring back fingering.
Bring back a bit of Kit Kat in. Yeah. I think also us ladies are all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So it's finding the right fit, isn't it?
Yeah.
One might be perfect for one person and not for the other. So
yeah, it's true. I said to you last time, didn't I, that I'd actually like to do a book on the female genitalia, because women's vaginas are so different.
Yes.
And I think a lot of women actually have labiaplasty is such a big thing nowadays, where people are just getting like their flaps trimmed off.
Yeah, I've heard of people having that.
I don't know whether that's because they've watched so much porn that they just think that they just need like a little smooth muffin cut.
Like they look perfect.
Did you see
that piece of art where lots of ladies' bits had been molded, like we were saying about
She's called Lydia Reeves, the
is
lady
that what she's
does
called
it?
And yeah. That, I thought that was amazing, because it did show again like penises are all different shapes and sizes.
It's so interesting. I love looking at women's vaginas in a non-sexual way, because I wouldn't say they're beautiful, but it's just so different, and we're all built so differently. And I think I'd love to just do like a book and get loads of people to take pictures of anonymously and talk about, because some people are innies and some people are outies. I know a lot of people message me on Instagram, actually, that they've never had an orgasm from penetrative sex.
Yeah, I think that's quite common, isn't it?
It's really common.
It's more clitoral, isn't it?
And a lot of women said that they had to fake orgasms because they felt like they
weren't
part of doing it properly, do you know?
If they didn't come just from penetration.
But again, that goes back to the sex toy things. There's so many sex toys available now that you just incorporate with it. And
also communicating with whoever you're having sex with about what works for you. Not at all. And, you know, sex is supposed to be an enjoyable experience for everyone involved.
Mm.
So therefore, I think you have to be open and honest and communicate what it is that works for you. And if something doesn't work for you, why are you going to keep on doing that just for the sake of pleasing somebody else?
Pleasing your other partner,
It's not going to last if that's the case.
So to lighten that up a little bit, we asked a lot of people what they call their...
Bits and pieces. Should we whiz through you quickly?
Well, mine was weird, because my mum used to brought me up calling it a tweeter, which is way before the time of Twitter. But she'd be like, have you washed your tweeter in the bath?
Oh.
So I always grew up... But now it's like biff.
There's so many. Should we go through some of the ones that we got?
Yeah, anything goes, really.
Anything goes. Well, mine always was like front bum, I think is what we used to call it. Front bum, which I'm like, well, it's not front bum, is it? It doesn't do the same thing as your back bum. So it's very different. But for vaginas, we got Woo, Lady Garden, Mini, Fru Fru, PP, Foof. That's a Foof.
I love
Foof.
A Foof.
Yeah. Mooey, Guff, Puff, Lady Mary, Jemima, Clam.
Clam is awful.
Nunny. I've heard Nunny. Minky, Chonka. And Snatch.
I remember saying to you that my like we call it Biff, and you said it reminds you of a big bin. Do you remember?
Biff, the Biff bin. Biff, or Biff, yeah.
So I won't be saying Biff anymore.
Don't say Biff. Also, Mary Ann was what my mum used to call him as well. It was like, you Mary Ann? How's your Mary Ann?
Why would she just casually ask you how your Mary Ann is?
You know, is your Mary Ann all right? You all right? So yeah, Mary Ann was one. Names for men's bits. Should we go through some of those?
Oh, God. Honestly.
Go on, you go.
Pork sword. Ooh. Captain. Hulk. Eric.
Eric. Isn't that like Dick?
That's very...
That's like Richard, Eric, Dick, isn't it? I think it's an abbreviation
for Dick.
Not just
like a random name for it. Schlong, William, Boris, Chonk. Didn't we just have Chonk for...
We had Chonker. Chonk and Chonker.
So you're Chonk and Chonker. Vitamin D.
Oh, skin chimney is one that made my skin crawl.
Oh, my God.
No, don't call it that.
Jason
no.
and the Argonauts.
Argonauts.
Magnum.
Bob. Neville.
I feel like these are actually just names that men have called their penises, though. They're not like...
Yeah, but I asked people what they call it.
Oh, I see.
So they were like, yeah, Dave, you know, Neville, Ted. Like... and the couple's names for each other's bits and pieces made me really laugh as well. So these are what couples call each other's bits. So there was Jack and Danny,
nice.
Old Man and Snatch, Ted and Gloria. That just makes me think of like a really nice
Pinky
old
and
couple.
Perky.
Pinky and Perky. Margot and Harold, William and Mary, Betty and Ralph. I mean, they're just so random.
They are so random.
I don't know how people have come up with these
names.
I don't know
what I call like my partners.
I don't have a name for my partner's bits. Do you have a name for yours?
No, I feel like I don't. Like, I use the word knob a lot.
Knob.
I don't like the P word for girls. The pussy word.
No.
I think it's a bit gross.
We don't like that word, no.
And minge. Minge is an awful
word. No, that's a horrible word.
I like to keep it fresh and airy.
You like, make it like sound pretty.
Like your fadoofa.
Yeah, your foof.
Your foof, yeah. Fluffy areas.
Yeah, your fluffy bits.
Yeah. Right, should we get on to saucy secrets?
Oh, we should, because
I feel like we've got
so many.
This goes back to what we mentioned before, actually.
Yes.
The graveyard shift that everyone keeps putting in.
So it's all the confessions and stories that people, the places that people have had
and
sex.
And I feel like we've actually had to put a note here saying we need to read this quickly because there's so many to get through.
Right.
So you can go first.
I'll go through a few.
So these are weird places that people have had sex.
Yes.
We're not actually going into a full confession this week, I don't think.
I think we've got a couple.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We'll just quickly whiz through where people...
Okay.
So some of the places people have had sex. So there's the Guinness Factory in Ireland. I've been there. I don't know how this would be possible. It's a very busy place. Shopping centre toilets came up quite a lot. In a car behind a police station where patrol cars exited and entered the station. So they said that was really risky but fun. Pitch and putt at lunchtime, specific. In a busy restaurant booth.
What?
Swimming baths, family changing room. No, don't. Side of a motorway. Ski lift. Again, I kept falling off the ski lift.
How are you having sex on it? On a ski lift?
I don't know. I'm quite impressed with
some
of
these. Are we classing like oral sex? I mean, it's got to be.
It's got to, yeah, presumably it's got, because you can't have sex, can you, on a ski lift?
Well,
presumably
some of them positions we saw before, maybe you can.
Yeah.
We've got a squash court, steam room.
Mother-in-law's bed. Hopefully not with the mother-in-law.
Oh.
Foam party came up a couple of times.
I mean, that's easy done.
Yeah, but I've been to one of those years and years ago in Ibiza, and I thought I was going to drown from foam.
It's easy to get lost in there.
Yeah, but I couldn't breathe. So I don't know how you're having sex in that.
Up a tree,
I questioned, because again, how's that feasible?
A hotel lift that opened on every floor, in a hearse.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've got more information on that one.
Oh.
And best mate's bed with his mum.
No.
Stop it. Backseat of a fire engine. I get that one. That's sort of a bit kinky, in it, and it's cool to say you've done it in a fire engine.
Oh yeah, hopefully with a fireman.
The flume in a leisure centre.
Bolton Castle piece. What's that?
Bolton Castle. So apparently this girl was having sex and a police officer came up and pulled her knickers up and told her to move on.
Oh my God.
Embarrassing.
That is,
I think I would die.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Wow.
Oh no. Lucky you didn't do any more. And then we've got some really funny ones. I think we should tell in full.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because we've explored them a bit more, haven't we? We've asked more questions.
Go on. You go first.
So my first one, from one of my followers who's been very kind and shared the whole story.
Too kind, maybe.
Maybe too kind, but I'm here for it. So him and his wife went to New Forest for a break and decided one evening to go for a stroll. Things moved forward and they thought it would be spontaneous to go and have sex in a field. So they were having sex in doggy position, and just as he was about to orgasm, he felt an almighty burst of air and a wet, rough lick right up the bum.
No!
Oh. So that turned out to be a horse licking his bottom as he was having sex. He said, "I'm quite a masculine guy, the manly type that doesn't run from a spider. However, I've never screamed so loud in my life. I panicked and managed to push my wife over. The horse bolted and we both just ran as fast as we could."
That is hilarious. How long was the horse watching this for?
The horse was just going over having a little sniff going, "What are you guys doing?
Something smells funny over here, guys.
A bit funky."
That is hilarious.
Isn't it brilliant?
Oh, yeah. So this is a random one. Someone lost their virginity in a wallaby enclosure at Dublin Zoo.
What?
So I very rarely believe these stories, so I had to go back and ask the questions. Yeah. Apparently it's very true. The story is, I was 16, working in the zoo, and there was a staff barbecue after hours, and a girl working in the restaurant took advantage of me. There's a few laughing faces there, so I'm sure she didn't actually take full advantage. And brought me there where there was no one to be seen, and she had her wicked way with him while the wallabies bounced around in the enclosure.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's
a losing your virginity story if there ever was one.
That is a good story,
isn't there?
I mean, it beats mine.
Oh my
beats
gosh.
Most people's, to be honest.
I once saw a couple of people having sex in a field when I was on a train back from London. I literally was like sat in the train looking out the window as you do, and then I just saw this like flesh, and I was like, "What is going on?" And it was two people proper going for it.
Was like,
it was a big field, and they were in the middle of it, and they were proper going for it. So they clearly wanted people to see. But I think I was too shocked to sort of say anything. I was like, "Did I just?" I wasn't with anyone either, so I couldn't sort of go, "Did you see that?" I was just
like, "Seeing if anyone else noticed."
See that? And I also heard another story about a club in Liverpool where two staff stayed after hours once the club had shut. And they had sex in the middle of the club, and it all got caught on CCTV, and they both lost their jobs from having sex.
I mean, that's a bit mean that they lost their job. It was out of hours.
Yeah, I think it was the fact that they were being so blatant about it. I don't know, but yeah, that was another story I heard about people getting frisky whilst out and about. So another answer for where's the most random or crazy place you've had sex was, someone said, in a hearse, so like a funeral car. Okay, so I had to ask her more about this.
Obviously.
Because there's lots of questions. No. So she said the guy that I was working with at the funeral director's had to stay late one night, and I went to meet him. I didn't want to wait inside because it was raining, so he opened up the hearse for me to sit in. When he came out, he told me it was a fantasy of his, and being 19 and carefree, I thought, why not? Now I do think it was very disrespectful. And then I also had to watch my mum sit in the very same car to bury her husband 7 years later.
Oh, dear God.
Awkward, isn't it?
I mean, there's not many words to have around that.
No.
I mean, at the time, I'm sure, yes, it was.
I question the guy's fantasy to have sex in the hearse.
Why would you want to have sex in a car?
Yeah, where there's just been lots of dead bodies. Yeah.
But then again, that goes back to the guy who had sex in a mortuary.
Yeah. It seems to be a bit of a theme, doesn't it?
I mean, there must be some kind of psychology behind that.
It's got to be. We'll delve deeper.
I don't know if I want to.
That's a good point, actually.
But I think that's it. Again, there's still so much to talk. I feel like we say this at every end of episode. But
we do. There's loads more to cover. But yeah.
Thanks for listening to us, and we'll see you again next week.
And if you are enjoying the pod, please do leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app.
Bye.
See you later.